right, welcome, podcasters. Thanks for downloading the second in this new series from Medical Education. This is Kevin Eva speaking, the editor-in-chief of the journal, and I have Gabrielle Finn online with me. Gabrielle's lecturer in anatomy from Durham University, and a paper that she, along with some of her colleagues, have submitted is due to be published in the August 2010 issue of Medical Education. The paper's titled "You're Judged All the Time: Students' Views on Professionalism, a Multi-Center Study." And I was quite intrigued by it, Gabrielle, because as you know better than I, there's been an amazing amount of discussion of late about professionalism, how we should be teaching it, how we should be thinking about it. But one of the things that intrigued me was at the recent Ottawa conference, with the effort put forward to better understand consensus around various issues, professionalism being one of them. I understand from talking to colleagues who were in the room that this is a topic where part of the challenge is just coming to some sort of consensus about what we even mean by professionalism. And so I guess the first thing I'd ask you to comment on is why you thought the approach you've adopted will help add to that discussion.
We noticed a gap in the literature surrounding the views of the students, particularly about professionalism, but also the early career students. So Durham educates year one and two students only in phase one, so they have very little clinical contact, but they're expected to uphold certain professional standards, and we've had comments from them on free text comments on peer assessment exercises and things, where they say that they really don't understand professionalism and what's expected of them. So we decided to investigate that a bit further in this study.
Okay, and so did you find in going through this with them and having some of these conversations that you were getting some reinforcement around what was in the literature with respect to how professionalism was being discussed? Or what differed between these students that you were exploring this topic with and some of the other discussions?
I think generally they do support the things in the literature, but some of the things that emerged which are sort of untouched in the literature was the virtual context of professionalism. So that's something we've tried to explore with the students.
The virtual context? Can you elaborate on that a bit for me?
The students in this paper have described professionalism as being context dependent, which I think is something that doesn't come across in the current literature. So they've described three contexts: the university or the academic context, so what they do in lectures and how they conduct themselves in their day-to-day tasks around the university; the clinical context, which is the one that's most commonly reported upon, where they're in contact with patients and they're in the hospitals. But then the third one was a virtual context. So how a student or a professional doctor goes about their activities online, whether that be as part of their job, so in emails and that kind of thing, or in their own time with reference to things like Facebook and social networking sites. So the students discussing how they've struggle with knowing what's appropriate and what's expected of them in this kind of virtual domain.
Right, and that too has become a hot topic. I've seen a couple of papers recently on even trying to debate whether or not one should consider their professional roles in that Facebook type environment. Mm-hmm. So what are your students suggesting is the balance for them?
The students, they find that anything to do with Facebook is actually quite intrusive, and it's causing them really to sort of negotiate their identity both as a professional and as a student, and where should the line be drawn, and does society and faculty really have the right to impose their views on what you can and can't do on the internet onto the students. So they're actually quite resentful of it.
Resentful of the faculty or the community even looking in that area?
Exactly, yeah. Being requested to conduct themselves in a certain way in their own time. That's causing them to really resent their role as a doctor.
Right. And I assume that's where the quote that became part of the title came from, this notion that they're judged all the time, they're just feeling completely overwhelmed by this sort of scrutiny.
Exactly, and that professionalism or upholding certain professional standards actually becomes a bit of a burden to them.
It reminds me of the notion that professionalism is what we do when we think no one's looking.
Exactly. Yeah, the students are describing these two gears of professionalism. So what they do in front of a patient or in front of faculty, and then what they do in the absence of faculty and patients, and that's, by being able to mock a patient on Facebook or when they leave the room in a clinic, is their way of diffusing the stress. And they think that that's quite acceptable because they're seeing it from their superiors. The role models do it, so therefore that's accepted practice.
And was there any indication that they saw the, or as a general rule, did they recognize the counter argument that they may be in their private lives, but they're still sending a message and demonstrating to people who perhaps need to make a judgment about how appropriately they're behaving might be beneficial in some ways, even if it is frustrating to them?
I think they're certainly aware and they acknowledge that it is expected of them, but these students are in phase one, so they're year one and two of medical school, and they want that to be taken into consideration, that it's a developmental phase, so there should be lots of leniency, and that, really at this stage in the career, it's too early for anybody to be looking on Facebook. I know that it goes on, but they're really resenting it. It's like they're sacrificing their freedom as an individual.
Yeah, it's a fascinating dilemma. And do they give any indication of when that transition would become more appropriate? Is it just because they're in first year or first 2 years that they think this is inappropriate, or are they seeing this as being a broader challenge that the profession needs to overcome?
I think they certainly think it's a broader challenge and it does need to be overcome at some point. They're more willing to negotiate once they get into the clinical years. So in the UK, that would be third, fourth, and fifth year of the 5-year programme. And then perhaps, they would uphold more professional standards once they're in practice. But it's still their professional and personal identities that they're grappling with. And I don't think that qualifying as a medic will actually settle that argument.
It's fascinating work. I perhaps should have mentioned at the start that you based these findings on focus groups conducted with 72 individuals across two schools, and so it's a huge undertaking as a research project. And so I guess by way of trying to keep the conversation brief, given that obviously this is a very big issue that we're not going to be able to solve for people within a few minutes on a podcast. I wonder what you're finding in terms of how you personally or your school are taking up the findings from your research efforts and what you might do as a result of it.
I think the next stage for us would be to try and get a consensus on what constitutes professionalism in these three domains and for specific stages in training. So find out what faculty, clinicians, and things would expect from a year one and two student in the university setting, the clinical setting, and the virtual setting. And then how would that then differ when they make the transition into years 3 to 5, and then that final transition into postgraduate training? That, I think for us, that'll be the next step. And also looking at how the professional identity is formed.
We can't get into all the details from the paper, but I would strongly recommend it to any of our listeners or readers who are interested in this topic. And I congratulate you on a very interesting piece of work and on achieving publication. And we'll look forward to hearing and reading about what comes next from your group.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gabrielle.